I'm Patricia Pierce. Welcome to the Evolutionary Activist Podcast. We are living at an important moment in our history, a time that is calling us into a new way of being, a new consciousness from which a sustainable, just, and peaceful future can arise. In this podcast, we explore ways to help that future take hold within ourselves so that together we can help it come forth in our world. Hello, evolutionaries, and welcome to this week's podcast episode. I wanted to share with you a story today about an experience that I had many years ago, back in the 90s. It was an experience that taught me actually quite a lot about the gift of surrender and the power of surrender. And the story is this. My husband and I went on vacation in late December, and we went to the Ozarks, and the weather was glorious, and we decided that because it was such a beautiful day that we would go canoeing. And so we located a canoe rental company and went, and they loaded up a canoe in a truck and drove us upriver. And as we were unloading the canoe and getting ready to set out, the guy who drove us there just cautioned us, and he said that nobody had canoed the river since the floods that had come through in the previous summer. There had been some really severe floods. And so he was just warning us that there might be some debris in the river. And I was a little bit unsettled by that because I had never gone canoeing before. My husband had, but I'd never even been in a canoe. And I was like, oh, okay. Anyway, so we got the canoe in the river, and we both managed to get into the canoe without capsizing it. Now, that in itself, to me, felt like an accomplishment. It's just not easy climbing into a canoe, I learned. But we managed it, and then as we started to paddle down the river, my misgivings just evaporated because it was such a glorious day, and it was so peaceful, just floating down the river, and the beautiful sky and the trees, and there were a few little rapids that made it a little bit exciting, but for the most part, it was just tremendously calm and quite an exquisite experience. And we approached a bend in the river, and there was an island in the middle of the river at this bend, and we couldn't quite see before we got there which channel would be the better channel to take, because the island was obscuring our view of the river on the right side, and the riverbank itself was obscuring our view of the left side, the left channel. So we just had to decide. And we decided to head to the left side of this island. And so we paddled to the left. And as soon as we came around the bend in the river, we discovered that a huge tree had fallen across most of the channel. And there was only one little part of that channel to the right next to the island that was clear. And so we started paddling as fast as we could and as hard as we could to steer the canoe as far to the right as we could get it. And we're approaching this tree across the river, and we're like, oh, it looks like we're gonna make it. And the front of the canoe where I'm seated clears the tree, but the back of the canoe does not, where my husband is sitting, and the snag catches him and the canoe capsizes. Well, the canoe started rushing down the river, and we both grabbed it and we pulled it towards the island. But then I saw that my backpack had fallen into the river, and I had my camera in my backpack, and I was like, oh my gosh, my camera, my backpack, and the current had caught it, and I reached out, I stepped forward and I reached out to grab my backpack. And as I did that, the current of the river caught me, and I started going down the river, and the current was so strong that I could not get over to the side of the river. And Now, remember that this was December. This was late December. And even though it was a beautiful day, the water was frigid. I was completely soaked and I was frantic and I was struggling to get over to the riverbank. And I just couldn't do it. And the water was flowing in now. It was flowing between my clothes. And it was, I could feel it rushing against my bare skin under my clothes. And I was desperate to get out of this river. And I fought the current and I fought the current and I fought it. And I tried to get to the edge of the river. And I could not. I could not fight this current. It was too strong. And suddenly I knew that there was a very real possibility that I could die. And the river was stronger than I was, the current was stronger than I was, and finally I just did the only thing that I could do, which was just, I let the river have me. I quit struggling against it. And as soon as I gave up, as soon as I surrendered to the current, this profound peace came over me. And as I'm rushing down this river, I'm looking around and I can see how beautiful the sky is. And I can see how beautiful the winter trees are in their bareness, reaching up to the sky, these branches. And the landscape, the rolling, it was all so beautiful. And the sound of the water rushing, this music of the water rushing past me. And I thought, I very well may die, but this is so beautiful. And I had never felt such a profound sense of peace and awe at the beauty that I was in the midst of. It was when I stopped struggling that I could be in the presence of this amazing moment that I was in. Well, eventually there was a little piece of land that jutted out into the river that I was able to make my way over to, and I was able to climb out of the river. And of course I was absolutely drenched, and what happened after that is another story that perhaps I will tell another time, because it has its own moral, its own lesson to it. But that experience taught me so much about the power of surrendering and the power of non-resistance. There is truly a peacefulness that overcomes us when we can surrender to what is. And it's not what we are trained to do, because we are trained to struggle, and we are taught that the people who are valuable are the people who will keep fighting and fighting and fighting and resisting and resisting, and we don't like the quote quitters. So we have this tendency, and this it's of the ego, this desire to strive and to fight against, that actually gets in the way of our spiritual experience and those moments opening up to us, those glorious moments opening up to us. And I wanted to share this story with you because we are in winter now, and this is an experience that I had in the wintertime. And it reminds me, when I get in that energy of striving and fighting against currents that may in fact be stronger than I am, that I only increase my anguish by trying to fight against them. And that there is this other field of awareness that opens up to us when we surrender and we yield. The Tao Te Ching talks a lot about yielding, and Buddhist understanding talks about non-resistance. And there is this way in which we can experience a different kind of a power when we surrender, a different kind of a power when we yield. And so I offer this story to you and just invite you to think about whether there are aspects in your life right now that you are fighting against, that you are struggling against, that in fact, if you yield to them, you might be able to move into a different state of mind, into a different awareness that takes you more deeply into the essence of your being. And so I offer that to you as a teaching and an invitation to experience the gift of surrender and the power of surrender. And until next week, I bid you peace.